Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
For 60 years, training a neural network meant one thing. You have a matrix, you multiply it, you scale it up, more parameters, more compute, more capability. Predictable, painful in its own ways, but predictable. Then someone asked a question, what if the matrix were mostly empty? What if each token only activated a fraction of the total parameters? Same answer, fraction of the compute per token. Sounds like a free lunch. Welcome to Dispatches from the Edge. I'm Fry.
I'm Bob.
Today's episode is called The Megatron Problem. Chapter 1. Sparse by Design.
What is a mixture of experts model, actually?
Start with a standard transformer. Every layer applies the same computation to every token. The feed-forward network at each layer takes a token, runs it through two large weight matrices, produces an output that happens for every token at every layer uniformly.
Dense. Every parameter participates every time.
Now imagine you split that feed-forward network into n independent pieces. Each piece is an expert. For each token, instead of running all n experts, you run k of them. The top k by some routing score. And combine their outputs. K is small. 2, typically n, might be 256.
So instead of one big matrix multiply, you're doing 2 small ones.
Per token. Which means the compute per token scales with K, not with N, but the total parameter count scales with N. You've decoupled them.
So, you can have a 685 billion parameter model that uses maybe 8 billion parameters worth of compute per token.
That's the DeepSeek V3 number, roughly 671 billion total parameters, 37 billion active per token. The ratio is about 18 to 1.
That ratio is the whole point.
It's why every major lab is building Mo, Qwen3, Mixtral, DeepSeek, the rumors about GPT-4. The architecture won the argument. The question that remained was operational. Can you actually train these things? Not in theory, on real clusters at the scale you need, at the throughput that makes training economically viable.
And the answer is in this paper.
88 pages of it, 42 figures, published by NVIDIA's Megatron Core team, which has been building the training infrastructure for large language models since 2019. This is the engineering receipt for what it actually costs to train sparse models at scale. Chapter 2, Three Walls.
What are the constraints?
There are three, and they interact. Memory, communication, computation.
Start with memory.
Dense training already pushes GPU memory hard. Model weights, optimizer states, gradients, activations for backpropagation. Mo multiplies the problem. N experts means N times the weight matrices in the feed-forward layers. A 256 expert model has 256 feed-forward weight sets. Even if each individual expert is smaller, the aggregate memory footprint is larger.
And not all of it fits on one GPU.
Rarely. You're distributing across hundreds or thousands of GPUs, which means not all experts live on the same device as the tokens that need them.
That's the communication problem.
The routing decision happens at runtime. Token arrives, router scores it against all N experts, picks top 2. Those experts might be on different GPUs. The token has to travel across the network to those GPUs, get processed, travel back. This is called all-to-all communication. Each GPU sends some tokens to every other GPU and receives tokens from every other GPU.
All-to-all is expensive.
It's fundamentally different from the communication patterns in dense training. Tensor parallelism, in dense models, uses all reduce operations. You're averaging gradients across GPUs. That's symmetric, predictable, optimizable. Mo all-to-all depends on routing decisions that aren't known until forward pass runtime. The communication pattern changes every step.
And you have to wait for it.
Unless you can overlap it with computation, which is one of the things this paper addresses. But first, the third wall.
Computation!
In dense training, the core operation is one big matrix multiply. NVIDIA GPUs are extremely good at large. Matrix multiplies. The hardware is designed around them, tensor cores, high memory bandwidth. Everything optimized for this one primitive.
Mo breaks that.
Instead of one large gem. General matrix multiply. You have n smaller ones, one per expert. Each expert in a given batch processes a different number of tokens because routing isn't uniform. So the matrix multiply for expert 7 might be different in shape than the one for expert 12.
Irregular shapes kill performance.
Standard CUDA kernels assume regularity. They tile and schedule based on expected sizes. Variable size batches cause underutilization. This is called the grouped gem problem, and it's a core reason why MoE training used to be significantly slower than theory predicted. Chapter 3. What Megatron Built.
Walk me through the solutions.
Memory first. The main tool for reducing memory in dense training is activation recomputation. Instead of storing all activations from the forward pass, which you need during backpropagation, you recompute them. Trade storage for compute.
But recomputation has a cost.
You're running the forward pass twice for those layers. In dense models, you can tune how aggressively you recompute. Megatron Core extends this to fine-grained recomputation for Mo. They identify which activations are expensive to store and which are cheap to recompute, and they selectively choose per operation rather than applying a blanket policy.
More surgical.
The other memory technique is offloading. Move weights or activations to CPU memory when they're not being used. The GPU to CPU bandwidth is lower than GPU to HBM bandwidth, so you want to hide the transfer latency behind computation. Megatron Core adds structured offloading for expert weights. The experts that aren't active for the current batch can live in CPU memory and be streamed back as needed.
Now the communication problem.
Two approaches. First, optimize dispatchers. The dispatcher is the component that routes tokens to expert GPUs and collects results. They've rewritten this to minimize overhead and handle load imbalance more gracefully. When an expert receives more tokens than expected, the dispatch logic handles overflow without stalling the rest of the computation.
And the overlap piece?
This is the more architecturally interesting one. The key insight is that all-to-all communication for layer n can happen while you're computing layer n-1. You start sending tokens to their destination GPUs before you need the results. The communication sits in flight during computation. By the time you finish computing, the communication has progressed or completed.
That requires careful scheduling.
Very careful. You have to know the routing decisions in advance, or approximately in advance. And you have to structure the compute graph, so there's genuinely independent work to do during the wait. Megatron Core builds this into the training loop as a first-class design principle rather than a post-hoc optimization.
Now, computation.
Grouped gem. They've worked with NVIDIA's QClass library to produce grouped gem kernels that handle variable size expert batches efficiently. Instead of launching n separate kernel calls for n experts, you batch the irregular multiplies into a single kernel that the hardware executes more efficiently.
One launch, better utilization.
Combined with kernel fusion operations that would ordinarily require separate passes. Activation functions, layer norms, projection steps. Are fused into single kernels, fewer round trips between compute and memory.
And CUDA graphs.
CUDA graphs capture the entire computation sequence as a data structure, rather than executing it procedurally. Normally, each CUDA operation requires a CPU call to launch it. At the scale of a training step, those launches accumulate overhead. Coup de graphs record the sequence once and replay it each step without the CPU overhead.
So the CPU isn't the bottleneck anymore.
For the inner loop. Yes, these three grouped GEM, kernel fusion, coup de graph, together with the communication overlap, are what gets Megatron Core to 1,233 TFLOPs per GPU on GB300 for DeepSeek V3685B. Chapter 4, Parallel Folding.
You mentioned multidimensional parallelism earlier. What does that mean in practice?
Modern large model training uses at least four distinct parallelism strategies simultaneously. Data parallelism, split the batch across GPUs, each GPU processes a slice, gradients are averaged, tensor parallelism, split individual weight matrices across GPUs, each GPU holds part of each layer, pipeline parallelism, split the model by layer, different GPUs handle different depth ranges.
And expert parallelism is the fourth.
Expert parallelism. Different GPUs hold different subsets of experts. The routing sends tokens to whichever GPU holds the destination expert.
Those interact.
In non-obvious ways. Expert parallelism that's optimal for minimizing all-to-all communication latency might conflict with the tensor parallelism that's optimal for a specific layer's weight matrix size. Pipeline parallelism boundaries interact with expert placement. Increase expert parallelism to reduce per GPU memory, and you've increased the all-to-all traffic. Increase tensor parallelism to fit larger individual matrices, and you've constrained how you can partition experts.
Each dimension constrains the others.
Parallel folding is Megatron Core's answer to this, instead of a fixed hierarchical strategy. Do data parallelism first, then tensor, then pipe. Parallel folding lets you specify how the parallelism dimensions combine and fold across the physical cluster topology. You can tune the trade-off at training time.
Why does cluster topology matter?
Modern GPU clusters aren't flat networks within a node. GPUs are connected via NVLink, which is extremely fast. Between nodes, you're using InfiniBand or Ethernet, which is slower. An operation that requires all-to-all communication between GPUs on the same node is much cheaper than the same operation between GPUs on different nodes.
So you want expert placement to respect the network hierarchy.
Parallel folding makes this explicit. You can specify that expert parallelism should run within nodes, so the all-to-all stays on NVLink. Tensor and data parallelism can span nodes where the communication pattern is different. The result is a training configuration that's physically aware of the cluster it's running on.
How many dimensions can this actually tune?
The paper demonstrates configurations on GB300 and GB200 clusters at hundreds to thousands of GPUs. The search space is large. Part of what makes this work practically useful is that Megatron Core provides tooling to explore the configuration space systematically rather than requiring manual tuning. Chapter 5. The Numbers.
What does 12,233 TVLOPs per GPU mean?
The GB300 NVL72 has a theoretical FP8 peak of around 2,500 TFLOPs per GPU. Getting to 1,233 means roughly 49% hardware utilization for a model of this complexity. 685 billion parameters, sparse routing, variable size expert batches, all-to-all communication across a large cluster. That's a serious number.
Dense models can reach higher MFU, model flops utilization.
Correct. A well-tuned dense model training run can hit 50 to 60% MFU. Mo adds the all-to-all communication overhead and the grouped GEM irregularity. The gap has historically been large. What Megatron Core shows is that with the right infrastructure, you can close most of it.
The Qwen 3 number is lower, 974 TFLOPs.
Different model architecture, different cluster size, different expert configuration. The paper gives results for multiple models and hardware configurations. The pattern is consistent, both GB300 and GB200 results across DeepSeek V3 and QN3 show utilization numbers that make production training viable.
And it's open source.
MIT adjacent license. The Megatron LM license allows commercial use. The code is on GitHub. Any lab that can access the hardware can use this stack.
Why would NVIDIA give this away?
The hardware is the product. NVIDIA sells GB300s. If training large MoE models requires GB300s, and the only good training stack runs on GB300s, they've created a dependency. Open sourcing the training infrastructure makes the hardware more valuable. It's the same logic as giving away CUDA. You sell the GPUs. The software is the moat's supporting wall.
That's worked for them for 20 years.
And gets more effective as models get larger. Megatron Core is used across academia and industry. Every paper that cites it, every model trained on it, is a paper that ran on NVIDIA hardware.
What does this mean for the field?
The conversation about whether Mo could be trained efficiently at scale is over. The answer is yes, at 50% hardware utilization with an open source framework, production tested on thousands of GPUs. What that unlocks is a new set of questions. How sparse can you go? How does routing quality affect downstream capability? Can you train Mo models with less GPU infrastructure than was previously required?
The moat gets narrower.
Every serious lab can now train frontier-class sparse models. The infrastructure question is answered. What remains is data, architecture choices, and compute budget. None of those favor any single actor by default.
Including NVIDIA.
NVIDIA still makes the GPUs. That's not changing, but the training knowledge, the systems-level expertise that was previously locked inside the companies that had figured this out, is now public. 88 pages of it, 42 figures. Every optimization documented, every trade-off explained. The engineering work is genuinely impressive. Publishing it is a specific choice.
What's the choice?
To accelerate the field rather than consolidate the advantage. Whether that's altruism or strategy depends on your priors about large corporations. The effect is the same either way.
The field moves faster.
And Mo becomes the baseline assumption, not a specialized architecture for well-resourced labs. The default.
Dispatches from the edge.
Dispatches from the edge.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.